nation by reading a number of different types of newspapers and whatnot, but the information that you all are discussing is just not, it's not out there.
Bill, do you have a comment?
You really have to dig to get that. And then the other thing is Mr. Hughes' website or email address, or how can we get him to speak at one of our churches? I'd like to, you know, I get that off the air if I have to, but I would like to get
Carl,
that information.
Okay, Carl, we'll get that for you, and then I want to, go ahead, Bill, and then I want to get to Lester. Go ahead.
Greg, I'm going to say two things. Number one, there's no question that the books that I quote in my book, you're not going to find at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million or any major bookstore out there, Walden Books. Because, Greg, I mean, you know, we have gone and we put my book, sometimes my church will go out and put it on windshields, you know, at cars in huge parking lots. Well, lo and behold, Greg, there will be somebody who will see us doing it, and they'll come up and they'll snatch the book right away because they know what it is. Yeah. And my point being this, do you think for 1 minute that those major bookstores are going to carry literature that's going to expose the Jesuit order?
Oh, absolutely not, yeah.
It's not going to happen, but I'll tell you, if you go to Amazon.com, you will find tons of the books that I have sent. If you go to Chick Publications, if you go to Ozark Books out of Missouri, there are places that still put out quality books. But it's like, you know, are you going to find the truth on ABC, the mainstream news places? No, you're not.
Yeah, but
and you're not.
But see, I'm new, and I'm learning this now. I mean, I didn't know that before, and I think
Carl,
most of your people out here don't know that.
Well, Carl, here's the reason. That's the reason my show is here, because we've discussed this openly for a long time. The Jesuit Atkin led the New World Order.
Yeah, I recently
you can get a lot of things.
Your site.
Yeah, go to my site at arcticbeacon.com. You can see hundreds of people who've come forward. Talking the truth. Carl, I got to move on, but call anytime. Lester in Ohio.
Hello?
Yeah, Lester, go ahead. You got about a minute, so keep it as quick as possible.
Well, read on Rothschild and stuff. Now, if you go back in history during the Napoleon War, now Rothschild managed to take over the Bank of England back in that era.
Yes, he did.
Okay, we was talking earlier about 9/11, right? Well, what happened back then that happened at 9/11? The same thing happened. Now, the Rothschild got their gold back then, robbed England's gold. Now, when the Twin Towers went down, that's where the U.S. gold reserve was. Now, where did our gold...
Remember this, though, and I always say this. When you talk about Rothschild, he works for the Vatican. He handles their gold for hundreds of years, and he is their the client is the Vatican. He is their worker. So who do you think has the real power? It's usually the person with the money.
What I'm saying is the similarity between the gold coming up missing in England back in the Napoleon War and the U.S. gold reserve. It used to be in Fort Knox, but back when I was in Fort Knox in 72, they told me, it ain't here no more. It's been moved to the World Trade Center.
Lester, you know something? We're going to have to go because we're going to really running out of time, and I have to get to my next guest. Bill Hughes, we'll have you back again. Don't worry. So thanks for being on the show.
Will do, Greg. God bless you, and good to talk.
Okay. We'll be back with my next guest, Professor Eugene Narrett.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Use and the secret terrorists and the Vatican-led New World Order and the Jesuit involvement in this whole destruction of our country is because, simply, folks, they have a lot of money and they pay people to keep it quiet. They pay people to do other things, to lead you down the wrong rabbit hole. But trust me, this discussion needs to be on the table, because if it's not, we will never get to the problems that have festered in mankind for over 2,000 years. So go to www.arcticbeacon.com. You can pull up many, many stories, hundreds of interviews with people like Bill Hughes who have come forward trying to get at the truth in what I call a Vatican-led New World Order. With that, let me get to my guest. Dr. Eugene Narrett received his BA, MA, and PhD from Columbia University in New York City. His writings on American politics and culture and on the Middle East and geopolitics have been widely published. These include 4 books, and the most recent being World War III, The War on the Jews, and The Rise of the World Security State. Dr. Narrett, this is your first visit on the Investigative Journal. I want to first introduce myself. My name's Greg Szymanski, the host, and I'm happy to have you with me today. How are you?
Thank you, Greg. It's nice to be with you.
Good. Why don't we get right to it? Tell us what motivated you to write this book, and if you could tell us a little bit about what we expect to read if we do pick up World War III, The War on the Jews. Go ahead.
Well, what motivated me was the extreme discrepancy between what we're told in the mainstream media about the so-called crisis in the Middle East, also referred to as the cycle of violence in the Middle East, which are phrases, of course, that obscure the truth and the details and, above all, maybe the history of what's going on and what has been going on there for many decades, even centuries. That's a strong motivator and a love for history and a desire for truth is a large part of it. Also, to see the destruction of the Jewish people in what's supposed to be a Jewish state, especially not so much by the forces of jihad, who are what they say they are for the last 1,400 years. That's terrible, but it's clear enough. But more of a motivator is the treachery of the so-called friends of Israel and of the West in general. Of course, most obviously in the European Union and other European powers, but especially as far as irony goes, and a motivating irony goes, is the perennial betrayal by the American diplomatic financial establishment of Israel, which in de facto is America's, perhaps America's most faithful and most valuable ally by far. If you took Israel out of the Middle East, it'd be a big trouble, a lot of big problems for America, not to mention other problems in the world. So, but to watch especially the so-called land for peace processes go on over the last 40 years, all of which involve Israel surrendering primarily its heartland, which Judea and Samaria, or the parts of it that was conquered by the British trained, equipped, and British led Arab Legion in 1948 and held on to. And this is a road to destruction. It's very disturbing to me as an American and as a Jew, and it's very disturbing to me as a member of the Western world, because this is part of the suicide of the West, which is being pushed by a lot of our leaders, being sold by politicians who are really the hand puppets for the true leaders and drivers of the Western agenda, which, of course, is a global agenda, and that maybe gets to the last major impetus in my writing this book and doing these inquiries. Because it's not, you don't have to dig very far. In fact, you don't have to really do much digging at all to see that we are being pushed for decades. And when you do a little history, you find out it's for many, many decades, not just in the post-World War II period, that we are being pushed by our diplomatic and political elite towards a world state. And the world state, which is the current recrudescence of the noise about global warming, which, of course, is junk science, like so much science the last 30 years, like the gay gene stuff. Junk science, Al Gore himself, I was reading a few days ago, gave a statement in 1997 that all the noise about global warming was just to get the Kyoto Protocols passed. And to get to the nub of it, what the Kyoto Protocols and so many other UN-sponsored treaties and conferences are all about is about having unelected bureaucrats from other countries decide what has to be done, what Americans must do with their money, with their lives, with their jobs, and so on. So we have a model here. To sum up that intro, the motivating intro, it seems to me that the people pushing for a world government, we'll talk more about the security aspect of that, what they've really got is they're pushing a model of society, of a world society that looks like a pyramid, in which most of us are raw material, human resources thrown in as rubble and fill at the bottom of the pyramid, and at the top, even detached from the top, like on the dollar bill, you know, is a floating group of controllers to whom we are really nothing. As opposed to the pyramid, and hence part of the subtitle of the book, it's not only about the genocidal treachery and lie of the so-called peace processes, which which is all about destroying Israel or keeping it in a constant state of attrition and terror, opposed to the pyramid, of course, is the model of Sinai. And as it was transferred, meant to be transferred by the Creator to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where Jewish sovereignty is centered and also Jewish prayers for the entire world, as you can read about in the first eight chapters of Kings, especially I think it's chapter 8 where Solomon gives his long dedicatory prayer to the temple. So we have two models competing for world influence. And in terms of the balance of material forces, one of them is vastly superior to the others. You have the Egyptian model, which is the world state model that's been adopted by Western elites in at least for the last 150 years. That's obvious. And if you want to go into more covert kind of operations for long before that, you have the pyramid model versus the Jewish model for organizing a state, which is all about national sovereignty, about the interconnection between individual identity, family integrity, and wholeness on their own inalienable piece of property that of their own free will give a portion of their annual produce of their land to the poor, to the clergy, to maintain the integrity and spirituality of the land. That's what's under attack.
And my question to you, what has happened to the Israeli government, and why are they selling out their own people from your point of view? I kind of analyze it the same way of how the American politicians are selling out their own people. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, sellout is the right word. We've gotten to a point where certainly, with the Sharon and Olmert caretaker regime, where Israel is really not at its governing level. It is not a sovereign state anymore. I mean, its sovereignty is extremely tenuous. You could virtually call it, because of its governing cadres, a client state, complete a client state of America and of the Anglo-American alliance. It's a tragic situation. There's just like in America, there are many citizen groups working very, very hard to retain some kind of control over their own identity, to retain sovereignty, to retain some genuine, meaningful degree of Judaism and what's supposed to be and what the world believes is a Jewish state. But they're not struggling with a government that has many layers of accountability built into it, like America does, even with the Constitution under assault, de facto and de jure, for the last 140 years or so. There are so many layers of accountability and limits on government power built in. Israel has had a composite state with a socialist governing unit, socialist and even communist governing it from the beginning. And these socialists, these anti-Jewish socialists, were put into power by the British precisely because they are anti-Jewish socialists. They do not want, they might want to be independent, but they don't want to have an independent Jewish state with all the kinds of teaching and models for a society that goes along with it. So,
Dr. Neret, let's take a break.
This explains a lot of why Israel doesn't fight. For example, why didn't Israel fight?
Dr. Neret, I need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating
heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
I think they're important. What is World War III to you, Doctor? What you found out? Who are the combatants? What are the causes, scope, and goals of this war that's going on now? Tell us.
The answers are multifaceted, Greg, and all related. World War III, in one respect, is the war of both the Islamic world and the Western powers against the Jewish people and what they could be, what they are supposed to be according to the Hebrew scriptures, the kind of nation, sovereign nation, and light for the world they're supposed to be. And another, for some reasons that we were just discussing at the end of the last segment, national sovereignty, holiness, and spirituality are thoroughly interconnected in a proper Jewish state. Which also does not trade land for peace. That's absolutely forbidden. In another way, World War III is the war of powerful interests within major governments, usually, especially in Western governments, against their own peoples, against, more specifically, the sovereignty of their own peoples, against the ability of their peoples to hold those who govern ostensibly in their names, accountable for what they do to our lives, with our money, and so on. It is a war to destroy accountability by those who rule to those in whose names they are supposed to rule. So it is a war to establish a global security state. And when I use that phrase, I'm quoting the farewell speech of Kofi Annan. This is, you know, this is something a lot of us have been thinking about and writing about, and often we're told that we're kooks or words like that, even though phrases like global order or global state or world state have been used and are in the public domain from very powerful people like Lord Lothian, Philip Kerr, for many, many decades, for almost a century. So it's a war to establish a global state in which people will have really no recourse against a legion of bureaucrats. It'll be kind of like what the EU is getting to be, and we see how the EU is destroying itself. It is destroying European, distinct European nations from the inside out. It'll be a world a little bit like what Franz Kafka describes in The Trial, a labyrinth in which a citizen who tries to get any kind of justice or even any kind of clarity is consumed and lost. So the combatants, in one sense, are the people and representatives they may have, like we have here, against the interests that actually exercise the preponderance of rule and power in our government. The causes of the war are, I guess, most broadly you could say the lust for power. You know, this is the oldest, most artificial and most dangerous of all human appetites, libido dominandi, the lust for power. It goes very closely with arrogance. It's an insatiable lust. You know, there are a couple or a few politicians in the United States who have this to such a high degree that it frightens most people. It's very visible in some of them. But that, you know, this drive to rule the world, to be God, to be in the role of God in the world, to decide, you know, to open and to close, and where you can live and where you can't live, you know, that your money really, well, it may be your money, but they know how to spend it better than you do yourself, as Bill Clinton remarked about 10 years ago on television. The scope of the war is worldwide. It is especially, it's directed in various ways against undeveloped or third world countries, as they used to be called, too. But third world countries and the non-developed world is used as an excuse, for example, very flagrantly by the so-called environmental movements, to impoverish the nations in the world, the Western nations, whose own cultures have supported wealth creation, who allow people to keep what they gain through their labor and, you know, to invest it. Who don't expropriate in one way or another the lion's share of what people produce by the labor of their lives. So this is another way. This is a war. This world war is a war for population control in the fullest sense of the, in all senses of the word, population control and reduction. Turn us into human resource. There are too many of us. We produce too much carbon dioxide. You know, we all know, your listeners probably know the science doesn't support this. In fact, it shows...
Right. Dr. Neret, I need to take a break here. We're going to take a break at the and come back in 3 minutes, right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
True, T-R-U-E, Ott, O-T-T, and True's been on my show before. We haven't spoken to him in a long time, but I want to bring him back. He's an excommunicated LDS member who's going to talk about the real roots of his church and what happened to him when he tried to tell the truth. And when we discuss religious terrorism in America, True Ott's contribution should be listened to. It'll really shock you about what really goes on in Utah. In my second hour, I'll have a Kevin Abrams on. Now, he's written a book called The Pink Swastika. Now, the pink swastika, have you ever wondered why they call Karl Rove Miss Piggy in the gay bars in Washington? You're going to want to listen to Kevin's story. He dates back, he talks about the real problems in the Nazi Party and how they're related to how you must understand homosexuality and the differences in homosexuality and how that's used to the advantage of the powers that be. You got to listen to this, The Pink Swastika by Kevin Abrams, tomorrow at 12 noon. Let me get back to my guest. Dr. Narrett has written a very fascinating book from a point of view that I always see in the alternative media gets overlooked. And let me explain this to you, Doctor. In the mainstream media, the Israel problem and Israelis and Jews are dealt with in more or less a diplomatic way. We're always trying to get peace when they actually mean to instigate war. That's how they operate. In the alternative media, and that's the second step, many people are not satisfied with the mainstream media, especially with the rise of the Internet. And what I find is that the Israelis get a bad rap. They're always viewed as the people that are causing the problems of America, and these are the real movers and shakers. I never bought that. And I did say this, though, that I've had many people on who've discussed what I mean by that. And I mean that there is a front, a Zionist front, that's put up by a power that's even higher than that. And we get into that when we speak about the Vatican. And they use politicians in Israel and in America, and they set up many people like Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Centers and other things, to foment this Jewish hatred, which I despise. Now, for doing that and for questioning this on my show, I've been called everything from a Mossad agent to a KGB agent to a Zionist sympathizer. And I try to tell people, I'm a Polish kid from Chicago who grew up Catholic and do not have any reason to side with a group that is doing anything but good in this country. Doctor, do you have any comments about that, and why do they try and constantly foment this hatred against good Israeli people when it should be against the bad politicians controlled by this New World Order? Go ahead.
By foreign interest. Yes. Well, this is very analogous to what is described by George Orwell in 1984, the use that the party makes of Goldstein, you know, the Goldstein who may not even exist or may have been dead for decades. The powers are very clever, and whether it's an institution like the State Department, who always wants to have someone like Sandy Berger or Henry Kissinger at the highest level, a lot of other people, Daniel Kurtzer, and so on out there to be visible and noticeably and Jewish, and to say, you see, the Jews have so much power. The Jews are at the center of the government, and people make this natural and in a way, an appropriate connection between Jewishness and Israel, which ostensibly and in some ways is a Jewish state, and they forget that all Jews do not care at all about Israel or Jewish sovereignty or even Israel's survival. Shimon Peres being perhaps the most famous and notorious example of that, someone who works with European powers, quite probably including the Vatican, to destroy Israel, or at the best to keep it in a state, and all Americans should, you know, relate to this and understand this, to keep it in a constant war of attrition in which victory is not allowed. The idea, the concept, as well as the fact of victory in a war with enemies who want to destroy you has been demonized and or destroyed from the official media in Israel and in America, and probably in Europe too. But that's their own problems. I'm concerned here with America and Israel. Victory is something that's gone. What there's going to be is a profitable and endless war on attrition. And to get, you know, again, your main question is, sure, there are some prominent Jews, but if you look close to the power structure, clearly, by the evidence, and you don't need to dig, clearly the evidence is they don't give a hoot, or they actually despise, like Shimon Peres does, Jewish people and the idea of a real Jewish state. Because look at the condition that Israel's been in for the entire last 100 years and more. If Jews who cared about Jews and didn't care about other people were controlling the thing, the situation, the global diplomacy and finance, Israel would be a very large, aggressive, powerful state instead of a state where its citizens get wanded and checked every time you go into a restaurant or every time you drive 3 miles. You have to sit at a checkpoint for half an hour. So it is a war on the Jews.
Now, this question is interesting, just dovetailing off what you said. Why is jihad a perfect enemy for the West? And maybe I think you try to answer that in your book, too. Go ahead.
I certainly do in several of the chapters in the book, and I've been writing about this for some years. Jihad is a perfect enemy because for the West, dominant financial, diplomatic, and ideological interests, because once you ignite it, like the British reignited it in the 1920s with a lot of work because it was dormant. And the reason it had been dormant for approximately 2 centuries or more was because it was beaten on the battlefield over and over and over and over again, like Tom Jefferson sent a flotilla to North Africa to pound their cities to pieces when they continued to take captive American diplomats and traders and citizens. But jihad, you know, hardwired in the Quran is a homicidal hatred of non-Muslims. And it's a desire to control the world and to make it the entire world a Khalifa state, a global caliphate. And, you know, look at this. We have a complete dovetailing of interest between Islam, between those pushing for a world state, a global security state, to quote Kofi Annan, between the Vatican, between the financial interests, they all, between the communists, certainly, and the Nazis, they all want a global state under their hegemony. So we have a huge and terrible community of interest here. But furthermore, about jihad specifically, they are the gift that keeps on giving in terms of the war on terror, this endless twilight war of attrition. That you read the first few chapters of 1984, you'll see it described perfectly. This is where we're going. This is where we're being broken down to. You know, a few rockets fall every day. Our standard of living has fallen by, you know, fivefold. Everyone is afraid of everyone else. Every place you go, you get a full-body X-ray. You get a retinal scan. You have to show your ID, et cetera, et cetera. Jihad, because it requires war on the infidels and does not accept peace. Peace is not a value for them. Peace is when the world is a caliphate state, when it's totally, when it submits Islam to Islam. That's the only time there's peace. Until then, all you can have is a truce, a hudna, maximum of 10 years before you are commanded as a religious duty to resume the attack against your enemy. So if you want to bleed your people economically and literally in an endless war of attrition, which is what the war on terror is, because after what is terror? I mean, it is well, Hillary Clinton's definition of terror is very different from your and mine and the listeners, and Kofi Annan's definition of terror is different yet. It's, and Ahmadinejad's definition is completely different. So jihad is perfect for this endless war on terror that's going to mobilize us, disempower us, and impoverish us.
Yeah, and do you believe in your heart that these interests definitely want to destroy both Christianity, the good aspect of the Muslim faith, and the Jewish people?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's their goal.
Absolutely. You know, Gorbachev is maybe the most explicit about that, with a world religion based on worship of Mother Earth, and that ties into the environmentalism stuff. But any faith, and Judaism is the original faith, that says that the world was created by a loving and generous creator who loves life and who loves genuine peace, not peace processes that generate endless war and a destruction of his chosen people in their land. And you know, any, to the extent that anyone is a witness to that creator and his goodness, generosity, and love, they are an enemy of the ideology of the global state, which is Earth worship and goddess worship.
Yeah, let's get into a little bit how they are using our military, basically the strength of America, to really destroy us from within. Would you like to talk about that?
I see one way in which that's being done, Greg, and then maybe you can sharpen the question a little bit. Our military First of all, it's too small, given the fact that, you know, the British reignited global jihad in the 1920s, initially to use it against the Jews in the land of Israel so that they would have an excuse for their promise to establish, quote, a national home for the Jewish people and what they called, using the old Roman imperial word used by Hadrian, Palestine. And that just goes to show you got to be very careful and very honest about usage of words. Because when you use a word that's inaccurate based on a lie, you wind up with one lie built on another. Then you've got a so-called Palestinian people, which is a perfect description of the non-nation and loathsome people mentioned by Moses in his farewell address on the last day of his life. That's Deuteronomy chapter 32, 21. But the American military is not large enough, given that jihad has been reignited, funded, armed, and it given its most extreme ideology again by Western enablers and handlers. It should be larger. Also, we should not be in Iraq trying to win the hearts and minds of people whose holy book tells them that we are infidels and that, quote, to quote one of their imams, that an infidel, that is a non-Muslim, in an Islamic country is like a cow. And you take a cow to market and you sell it. And if you can't sell it, you slaughter it. End quote. Okay? You cannot win the hearts and minds of those people. What you can do is win their grudging and surly acquiescence to the fact that you're not going away and they better not attack you, because they will get hit so hard that they won't ever want to attack you again or be able to attack you again. That's the way, you know, if we had a war on jihad-promoting states, like we were told, almost told once in the fall of 2001, that this would be a war on terror-supporting states, if only that was true. I mean, that would be the way this could be a winnable war. That would result in peace. Not fake security, not totalitarianism in the name of security, but genuine peace. But that's not what we have, of course. We have a relatively small armed forces that are involved in various kind of social work projects. We're fighting house to house in urban areas in Mesopotamia. Iraq is another artificial country that the British have been trying to put together and get to cohere, you know, for 85 years. Since they first came up with the idea of making one state out of a completely artificial state out of this area. That's never been united except by one empire or another through 3,500 years of history, through all of history. Now they've got their American slaves to do their work for them yet again. So I'm digressing just a little bit for a minute, but, you know, here is the success. Here is the success, the genius, the relentlessness of the English ruling interests and, you know, the Rhodes-Milner group, the Roundtable group, to reabsorb America into some kind of Anglophone federation, a federation, an alliance of English-speaking peoples. So the military, of course, is our military has been being eaten up from within by feminism and feminist rules and dogmas. It seems like every politician in Washington, one of the first things that happens to them is that they get blackmailed and intimidated by the feminists. And, you know, by just a wrong mission, failure of mission. If we're there, we should be there to undo the nationalization of the oil fields, which means the theft of the oil fields. Why did our ruling interests allow all the Arab nations to so-called nationalize, which means to steal the entire oil infrastructure and industry that was built almost completely by Americans and English, so they could play this kind of good cop, bad cop game on us, the field beasts in their system, and say, well, what can we do about it? You know, we can't go in there and invade them. That's just not right. After all, it's their country, when in fact these are almost all artificial nations created by the British after the First World War, and they find some sheikh in the desert, like the Sheikh of Kuwait, a British protectorate that was the genesis of which was a funny little treaty between an oil company and the Sheikh of Kuwait in 1899, I think it was, or the Saudi Arabia with the House of Saud, who had nothing to do with Mecca until the British put them there, and Jordan and Syria and the Lebanon and Iraq itself, all artificial space that are going to generate nothing but instability, war, and terror as long as they exist.
Yeah, and I want to get into that. We're going to take a short break here in a few seconds, but I want to get into the British mandate policy from 1919 to 1949 in our last segment. So let's do that right after we take this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with my guest, Dr. Eugene Narrett, back after this message.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasermedinc.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267. 0267.
And across the Atlantic in our period right now. Go ahead.
The policy, the actual policy of the British was to abort a Jewish state. In other words, it was precisely the opposite of their legal charter from the League of Nations to create a Jewish national homeland, and this is key when you think of the 1930s and 40s, and to facilitate Jewish immigration and close, intensive settlement of Jews on the land. And by the land, in the Palestinian mandate for Palestine, that meant all of what we call today Jordan, which in the Bible is called the Gilead, and all of Israel west of the Jordan River, probably including up to the Litani River in what today is called Lebanon, which is really the upper Galilee. But they completely aborted that. You could see that as early as the Versailles Peace Treaty, when John Dove, a member of the Round Table, who was in fact the editor of the Round Table for almost 15 years, starting in 1921, said that what we need to create is an Arab federation in all of the areas that the British had taken from the Ottoman Empire, to create an Arab federation from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean Sea, and of course including de facto Britain's protectorate in Egypt, and that the Jews would be welcome, if the Jews brought their labor, their industriousness, and their capital, of course they could be welcome to live there too. If. So this is what today is called the New Middle East. And to keep it brief, Greg, the British policy was, as was shown in the most brutal and horrible fashion for 30 years, was to abort a Jewish state and to get as many Jews murdered as possible so that the British would never be embarrassed by being pressed to live up to their promise, even in part, to create a Jewish national home. The British ruling elites worked in their project of exterminating the Jews of Europe.
Now, what happened? We have only about 30 seconds. Briefly, we'll get you back for this. But what happened to this policy after 1949?
What happened to that? It went underground briefly. Britain and the United States were not completely lined up in the 50s and early 60s, but ever since the Six-Day War in 1967, that British mandate policy has been recreated in the Orwellianly deceitful policy of land for peace, which really is a constant war of attrition on Jews in which Israel is never allowed to win a victory in war, not a real total victory, and never allowed to reap the fruits of victory, but is kept in a state of dependency and security. Israel is the model. Americans, keep your eyes on what Israelis have to live with every single day. Today, they're having all over the country a national security emergency test, simulating an assault, a rocket assault, and people are being put, go here, go there, sirens and explosions are going off all over the country, and the word is, don't worry, when there's a genuine attack, listen to the media, and we'll tell you what's going on. Okay,
okay, doctor, and I have to break in, we're all out of time, we'll have you back again, but that's what Americans can look forward to. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome, Greg, good to be with you.
Okay, that was Dr. Eugene Nair, we're all out of time, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, good afternoon.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727.